Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for American Assets Trust, Inc., also known by its ticker AAT. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this real estate investment trust, unpacking its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive its future performance. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately, before we break down the nitty-gritty. Company overview. American Assets Trust, Inc. is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, operating in the property market with a focus on high-quality retail, office, and residential properties, primarily in attractive, high-barrier-to-entry markets. Think coastal regions and urban hubs where demand often outstrips supply. They've built a portfolio that aims to deliver consistent income through rents and dividends, which is a big draw for investors like us who value stability alongside growth potential. With a solid number of full-time employees and a presence in a competitive industry, they've carved out a niche in the real estate sector. But how are they really doing, and what's the latest buzz? Let's take a look. Recent news and performance snapshot. Lately, American Assets Trust has been making some noise, particularly with their second quarter 2025 earnings call, which dropped some interesting updates. They've reported key financial results that show they're holding their ground with a focus on boosting occupancy and enhancing tenant experiences. More on that in a bit. Performance-wise, their stock has had its ups and downs over various timeframes. Over the past year, they've seen some fluctuations, but I'll save the exact numbers for our deeper dive. What's clear is that they're operating in a sector that's sensitive to economic shifts, and their industry has shown mixed performance trends recently, with some periods of growth and others lagging behind. So with that in mind, let's unpack the SWOT and see where American Assets Trust stands for us long-term investors. #SWOT analysis. Strengths: solid portfolio focus. One of the standout points from their recent earnings call is their emphasis on high-quality properties in premium markets. This strategy of targeting high-barrier-to-entry locations gives them a competitive edge, as these areas tend to maintain demand even during economic downturns. For us long-term folks, that's a reassuring sign of stability. Operational excellence. They're not just sitting on their assets. They're actively working on strategic leasing initiatives to drive occupancy. Higher occupancy means steadier rental income, which translates to consistent dividends. Their management highlighted this focus in the Q2 2025 call, and it's a strong point for income-focused investors. Healthy financial metrics. Looking at their key metrics, their current ratio and quick ratio suggest they've got a decent handle on short-term liabilities, which is always a green flag. Plus, their gross profit margin looks competitive within the REIT space, showing they're managing costs effectively while generating revenue. Dividend yield. Their dividend yield stands out as a nice perk for shareholders. While I won't throw out the exact figure, it's in a range that could appeal to those of us hunting for passive income streams over the long haul. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises some eyebrows. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in this space. High debt can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates climb or if they need to fund big projects. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor closely. Revenue growth concerns. Digging into their income statements, revenue growth hasn't been as explosive as some might hope. While they're generating steady income, the pace of growth isn't setting the world on fire. This could cap upside potential unless they pivot or innovate in their property mix. Market sensitivity. Given their focus on specific geographic regions, they're somewhat exposed to localized economic downturns. If a key market like a coastal hub takes a hit, their portfolio could feel the pain more than a more diversified REIT. That's a risk we can't ignore. Opportunities. Portfolio optimization. Management's push to enhance tenant experiences and boost occupancy, as mentioned in the earnings call, could be a game changer. If they execute well, this could lead to higher rents and better retention, driving revenue over the medium to long term. That's the kind of operational upside I love to see. Sector tailwinds. While the real estate sector has its challenges, there are pockets of growth, especially in urban and high-demand areas where American Assets Trust operates. If they can capitalize on trends like returning office demand or retail recovery, there's room to grow their footprint. Forward valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued with room for appreciation if they hit their growth targets. For us long-term investors, this could signal a buying opportunity if other fundamentals align over the next few quarters. Capital expenditure payoff. Their cash flow statements show ongoing investments in property and equipment. If these capital expenditures translate into upgraded high-value properties, they could see a nice bump in asset value and rental income down the line. That's a slow burn, but one worth watching. Threats. Economic headwinds. Let's be real, the broader economy can throw curveballs at REITs like American Assets Trust. Rising interest rates could increase their borrowing costs, especially with that debt-to-equity ratio I mentioned earlier. This could squeeze margins if they don't manage it carefully. Industry competition. The real estate sector is crowded, and their industry performance metrics show that peers are also vying for the same high-value markets. If competitors offer better terms to tenants or snap up prime properties, American Assets Trust could lose ground. Regional risks. As I touched on earlier, their geographic concentration is a double-edged sword. Any downturn in their key regions, think natural disasters, policy changes, or economic slumps, could hit harder than for a more spread-out portfolio. That's a threat we've got to weigh for the long term. Dividend sustainability. While their dividend yield is attractive, any hiccup in cash flow or net income, both of which have shown moderate growth, could put pressure on maintaining those payouts. For income investors, that's a lurking concern. Insights and broader context. Now let's tie this together with some thoughts for both short-term trends and long-term strategy. In the near term, keep an eye on how their leasing initiatives play out. Those occupancy rates could be a leading indicator of where revenue is headed. Their free cash flow, which looks decent based on recent statements, also suggests they've got some wiggle room to reinvest or pay down debt, which is a positive for the medium term. But over the long haul, it's all about balancing that debt load with growth. If they can leverage their premium properties to outpace industry averages, where PE ratios are a bit lofty compared to theirs, they might be a sleeper hit for patient investors. Another angle to consider is their net income trajectory. It's not shooting the lights out, but it's steady, and paired with their focus on operational tweaks, there's potential for incremental gains. Compare that to the sector's mixed performance over the past few years, and you've got a company that's not leading the pack, but isn't trailing badly either. For us, the question is, can they turn those opportunities into tangible results before the threats, like economic shifts or competition, bite? Conclusion and outlook. So, where does American Assets Trust, Inc. stand for long-term investors like us? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with some promising elements. Their strength lies in a focused portfolio and operational hustle, which could yield steady returns if they keep executing. But the debt levels and regional risks are real hurdles that could trip them up if the economy sours. Opportunities like portfolio optimization and sector trends offer hope, but they'll need to outmaneuver competitors to really shine. As a long-term play, I'd say they're worth watching, especially if you're into income through dividends, but tread carefully and keep tabs on their debt management and growth metrics. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of American Assets Trust as a long-term hold? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.